I just returned from Egypt and was there for a week. And the last few times I've been in and out of Egypt, I've come back, I've been a little, kind of perturbed a little bit, a little irked at what I feel like is not going on there, that we had seen, that we've seen kind of a, a stalling, a stagnation in the church and in the movement of where we believe that the Holy Spirit was pointing us, which was to take the gospel through the residency program that we put in that hospital, through the believing physicians, young physicians that were training and discipling there, and them going out to the Nubian people, which are several million strong in that area. And that really has not been happening to the degree and level that we wanted it to happen. And so I'm going to just stop there and kind of tell you what I've seen. I'll come back to that. Tell you what I've seen just being there. You guys know that in February 2011, a revolution took place in Egypt, and it's still ongoing. August of last year, in 2012. And that has not gone so well for the country, and I was not encouraged when they took power, and it dawned on me when I was in Egypt this time, part of what's going on with that, and there are multiple levels to the purposes of God, but one of the things I believe that the Lord is doing is just exposing them. When power brings out character, doesn't it? If you ever get promoted, good luck with that. Hopefully God has prepared your character, because power actually accentuates and exacerbates and reveals character flaws or solid character. And so I think one of the things that God is doing right now, and some of my brothers, I kind of tried this on a few of them, and they're just like, we believe that's exactly what's going on here, is he's exposing them right now. So that's a good thing. The people are angry. Wow, I've never seen the people in Egypt, in Cairo and Aswan and different places I was. The Egyptian people are really angry, even those who voted for the Brotherhood. And so that's a good thing, but Egypt is just a bit unstable right now. You just have the feeling it's a powder keg. And back to Aswan in the south, we went down and we basically were graduating a residency class, and in the middle of that graduation process, we hold a conference where we teach medicine and we teach and we do disciple making. We do biblical teaching and do personal ministry one on one with people. Had a gal experience some inner healing, and that was delightful. And try to fan into flame gifts God has given to the young residents there. But a couple of memorable things. One is that the Egyptian guy in the whole country that has been used by the Lord to kind of gather Christian medical students from many medical schools in Egypt, he was there with us all week, and got a chance actually to kind of envision him with the process, kind of the nuts and bolts, kind of practical pieces of disciple making. These people are already people of prayer. They have excellent character, most of them, so they're really in a place now where they need some practical tools. Well, this is what they want to do. They want to make disciples. They believe disciple making is it's not the only, but it's the primary means of God's expansion of his kingdom into people and through people. But got to spend a session with 30 of them on a rooftop there one night, of just envisioning them with what it might look like for them to make disciples of the Nubian people. Some of them have visions of going to Sudan and Yemen and other nations surrounding. So after that session with them on disciple making, which lasted a couple hours, another kind of key individual. He's our resident that went to this Nubian village of about 20,000 people. He's already graduated. He's been sent out to this village, and I don't know how to describe this. And Jonathan, you know what I'm talking about. When you feel like someone really gets what you're saying. This guy really connected with what I was saying, and he said, this is what I want to do in this Nubian village. It's called Balana. And we've been praying now for 10 years that God will raise one of them or more of them up to really do disciple-making in the homes of the Nubian people in Balana. And that's what he came and verbalized that to me. And I don't think he's ever actually heard me even talk about that personally. So really encouraged about that brother and his wife and praying that God will continue to raise up people, because I think the time is getting very close where we'll actually see on the ground disciple making in full swing. So then back to Cairo, the last thing that happened that was, I thought, significant was a young Egyptian brother who is an apostolic brother. He's a guy that can equip the church to do the works of the ministry. He operates in quite a bit of authority. He's in his 30s. He and I had a great connection in Cairo, and basically agreed that we would collaborate in a greater degree starting immediately. And so he and I are, this is more than the scope of what I'm sharing today, but we'll be connecting and forging our friendship and relationship a little deeper in terms of how we go forward in the kingdom there. So anyway, lastly, thank you all for your prayers. Again, those of you who take the time to pray when I get on the ground in a place like that, I can't thank you enough for that. I thank you each time that I return, but I'm telling you, what happens on the ground is directly related to what you're doing here. And so thank you, those of you who prayed. It really means a lot, and it's effective, and God in his grace will credit that back to your account, what happens there on the ground. So thank you.